We want to welcome you to another broadcast from Unity Baptist Church in Athens, Tennessee. This is Pastor Mark Latham, along with the congregation of our church. We hope that this broadcast will be a help to believers and that it will point the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Kings chapter 9, look in verse 1, and the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication." Ain't that wonderful? Ain't you glad that the Lord hears your prayer and your supplication when you pray? I just find that wonderful this morning. "That thou hast made before me, I have hallowed this house which thou hast built, to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually." That means forever. "And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you and that for this wonderful day. Lord, it's preaching time now, and we certainly need your help. We pray that you'd come by. Pray that you'd just guard our minds and our thoughts. I pray that you'd just ease our mind on this message this morning. Lord, we really believe that this is the message for the hour. And we want it to be a blessing to people, but we want it to instruct those that might be lost to come and get saved. And, Lord, that it might help fathers to be a better father. Lord, that it would help each of us and that to be a better Christian. And, Lord, we'll tell you again that we love you and we thank you. I say that sinner's nearest tale. Now touch us while we might preach. For these things in Jesus' name we do ask and do pray. Amen. And amen. You'll be seated this morning. As we look in 1 Kings chapter 9, take your Bible and go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 17. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 17. And I'm going to look at something else here. And we'll keep looking at just a few more verses. And then we'll preach. 2 Chronicles 17. And look in verse 3. "And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam." Now take your Bible and go over to chapter 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and look in verse 32. 2 Chronicles 20, look in verse 32. And the Bible says, "And he walked in the way of Asa his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord." Now go over and look in chapter 26 and look in verses 3 and 4. Chapter 26 and in verse 3 and 4. And I believe the Bible says here, talking about Uzziah, said 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. As we look at these, just a few scriptures, and you'll find many more like this all through the Bible, you'll find that it talks about what their father done. Either how that their father in that served the Lord, or that their father in that served Baal, served Ashtaroth, served other gods. And so as I look at this message, and we go back to 1 Kings chapter 9, and I look at this, and the Lord told Solomon over there in verse 4, and he said, "If thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked." David had his struggles and he had his problems. We understand that. David committed adultery with Bathsheba. David and that had Uriah killed. We know that he numbered Israel when he should not have numbered Israel. And we know that David struggled in his life. But he said, "If thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked." And so we find that David, he uses him, the Lord does, as an example, and that to Solomon. As a matter of fact, I believe it is in one spot over there in the book of 2 Kings, as David is fixing to die, he tells him over there, he makes Solomon and that the king
And he says, you just need to follow me as I have followed the Lord. Let me say that that's true with a man or a woman that is following God. You can use them as your examples. I know what Paul said. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. If somebody is following God, you can look at them. I know we're not to follow man, but if they're following God, you can look at them for an example and that to have in your life. As a matter of fact, is that not what he told Timothy over there? He said, be an example of the believer. And he said, be an example unto the believer. And I believe that is what all of us should be. But I want to preach to fathers this morning, if I might, for just a little while on the example that you're setting. On the example that you set before your children, on the example that you set in your home, and you should be a good example. You say, my children are grown. Hey, they may be grown, but I'll guarantee you that you're still setting an example and that before them in being faithful and in doing what you should today. Can I say quickly this morning that your children probably learn more by watching than they do listening. Amen. I wasn't a good listener, Brother Jeff. I tell you, my mom and daddy would say things and it would go in one ear and out the other, but I paid more attention to what my dad did more than what he told me a lot of times. And let me say this to young people, you need to listen. Amen. It'll keep you out of trouble if you will just listen. Amen. Just listen. Listen to mom and dad, because there's a reason they're telling you what they're telling you is because they've been where you're at and they want to keep you out of trouble. Amen. Hey, listen, my dad, I remember he told me, am I not right? Say amen right there. Help me out, church. Just wake up now. Listen, let's see if I can preach a little harder here this morning or nicer or something. But listen, I remember my dad telling me what happened. He said, I don't want you running with this feller over here. And you know why he told me that? Because he knew what kind of feller he was. He was going to get me in trouble is what was going to happen. And there's sometimes as teenagers and as children and as kids, if you'll let me say that, we can't see that. But mom and dad knows those things and they're just trying and that to help. But three things this morning on a father. I want to look at his example. First of all, can I say that first of all, a father and that should make provision for his family. Can I tell you that them kids know dads if you want to spend time with them. They know you ought to make provision for your family. First, you ought to make provision in that taking care of them. It's your responsibility. You're going to bring them into this world. You're going to have them. I don't believe we got that problem this morning in here. I hope not. But we've got a world full of people that does not seem to want to provide and that for their self, let alone for their family. Amen. Hey, listen, the Bible tells us over here, I believe it is in 1 Timothy chapter 5. Now, he's talking about widows, but he said, but if any, I provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house. He had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. He said, if you don't provide, you're worse than an unbeliever out there that will provide for his own. Amen. Listen, you go over to the book of 2 Corinthians. Paul talks about coming to the church and he says, this is the third time I'm ready to come to you and I will not be burdensome unto you, for I seek not yours, but you. Paul said, look, I'm not coming to you for you to put me up and take care of me, but I'm just coming that I can get you. He said, I'm just wanting to help you. Can I park right here for just for a second and tell you that that's all I care about is just helping you. I want you to understand something this morning. I'm not against you, and I certainly hope you're not against me. I'm going to be honest with you. If the devil can get me against you and you against me, we're in a mess, ain't we? You know, when I'm telling you, when church gets against the preacher and the preacher against the church, I mean, it's going to be a mess just waiting to happen. But friend, what I do, what I preach, how I pray, it's all for you this morning. And I mean that from the depths of my heart. It's because I love you and I love your family and I love your children. And man, I want to see you do good. And boy, when I preach a little hard or a little mean, some of you say, it's not because I don't like you. It's because I don't understand. It is because I do understand. Listen, Paul said, I seek you. I want you. But he said, for the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And so you're to provide
for your child. You're to provide for your children. And there's a lot not doing that. But then let me say this, in the provision that is for your children, it's not to give them everything that they want. You know, one of the problems that we struggle with today, I think parents do, is they try to make everything better than what they had it. You know, we're going to have it so good, eventually, what's going to happen? I remember my mom and dad, they tried to make it so much better than how they had it. And I mean, they growed up poor and growed up rough. And if you could just hear some of the stories that Daddy will talk about, you know. He did go to school in the snow, uphill, both ways. You know, I mean, stuff like that, you know. I mean, it's just crazy listening to him and Mama talk. But listen, they growed up poor. And I think a lot of you in here that's got any age probably growed up poor too. But everybody else around you was poor and you just didn't know no better. Amen. Listen, but you know what? My mom and dad tried to make it so much better on us and try to make it easier on us. And if you're sitting in here about my age or a little younger, then your mom and dad probably done the same thing. And now what are you going to do with your children? You know, you just make it better and better and better. But still, there comes a time that the child needs to learn no. They need to learn no. They need to understand that. And it's up to you to teach them no. The world, listen, out there is going to be hard enough. I understand that. But you got to train them and teach them. They don't need everything. Hey, in 1 Kings chapter 1, as David is, David is, got a son right here. And it says, then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? Said David never said no to him. David never put a stop to anything that he done. You know, the Bible tells us over there, I believe it is, in the book of Proverbs, that a child left to himself, I shall bring his mother to shame. You leave a child and just let it do. Some of y'all have raised children. Y'all know how they are. You know how they act and react. Listen, you have to guide them and you have to correct them. I'm getting way ahead of myself. And you have to give instruction and discipline and all those things. Why? Because the Bible said in the book of Proverbs that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. No matter how godly that you believe or perceive that they are still a child. And friend, I'm telling you, they need your instruction and they need your guidance. And they're not only get that from what you're telling them, but they're going to get that from the instruction and from the example that you leave. You know how I learned how to go to work? My daddy very few times ever told me, son, you need to go to work. You know how I learned how to go to work? I watched him morning in and morning out get up at 5 o'clock and 5:30 and get up and go to work. Mama used to get us kids up, but me and my sister, before he'd go to work, the sun wasn't even up, and he'd be leaving to go to work, and we'd tell him bye and kiss him on his cheek. I remember doing that when I was a kid, and listening to him going to work every day. I never can remember a day that he just called in just because he wanted to. I can never remember a day that he just called in because he wanted to go fishing or because he wanted to lay out or he wanted to lay around at the house. I never remember that. I've never seen that in my whole life. I mean, listen, he had a work ethic. You know how you're going to teach your kids a work ethic and how to provide and all those things? They're going to see you do that. Am I not right this morning? They learn by example, friend. So there's a provision that must be made in that physically for that child. You take care of your children. You provide for them. You go to work. You see that they get what they need. Not what they want all the time, but what they need. Book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 said, for I have told him. Now here God is talking to Samuel, and he's talking about Eli. And he said, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile and he restrained them not.
Thank you for listening to another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church. If you would like to contact the church, write to Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. That's Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Or you can email the church at ubcathens@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again for another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church.